AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The East Coast is facing a snowstorm of epic proportions, the likes of which Washington, D.C. and other major cities haven't seen for years.
You've got 50 million people in the eastern third of the United States who are under this gun, this giant storm, and it's going to hit, and it's going to hit hard, and it's going to be slow and painful.
AP correspondent Seth Borenstein reports the storm has the potential of paralyzing ground and air transportation.
Snowstorm will probably continue through Sunday afternoonish. And this is a weekend storm, which is actually a good thing. This will keep the cost down, although they still expect this to be $1 billion-plus storm. Recovery! Honestly, I don't see Washington open for at least another day or so.
Projected snowfall totals have ticked steadily upward to the point where the National Weather Service, known for its conservative predictions, says more than 2 feet of snow could fall on Washington. Christians who plan to march tomorrow against abortion are being urged to demonstrate concern for all human life.
Ron Sider, founder of Evangelicals for Social Action, told a Washington conference that innocent lives also are lost to poverty, racism, and climate change.
Pro-life people should be concerned about every situation where death that could be prevented kills persons created in love by our Lord and Savior.
He said white evangelicals should tell black Christians that
precisely because we are consistently pro-life, we join them in insisting that black lives matter.
Steve Coleman, Washington.
Want to take a look at Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, Venus, and Mercury? Well, beginning this week, the five planets can be seen together in the pre-dawn sky about 45 minutes before sunrise until February 20th. This is AP Radio News. Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie says he favors constructing some sort of barrier along part of the U.S. border with Mexico.
I would put walling or fencing in the most populated areas along the border, place where there are the most people, to try to deter some of that activity coming across the border. I want to be clear, I am not a guy who's for a wall along the entire border. It's too expensive, it makes no sense, and it sends the wrong signal.
Campaigning today in Meredith, New Hampshire, the New Jersey governor doing his best impersonation of Donald Trump mocked the idea that Mexico's president would pay for this wall.
It'll be built beautifully. It'll be a beautiful wall. It'll be an unbelievable beautiful wall. Right? With a big door, which will let the good people come back in through. Right? I don't care. He's not paying for it, all right? You're paying for it.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.